Well, there is a new movement to equip and support churches as they address mental health issues and well-being in their community. It's called Sanctuary Mental Health Ministries. And here to tell us a little bit more about it is the CEO, Daniel Whitehead. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Todd. Great to be with you.
Thanks for doing this, and thanks for talking and taking on the subject of mental health. Maybe you could just tell us a little bit about, for people that may not know, what is Sanctuary Mental Health Ministries all about?
Yeah, so Sanctuary is a nonprofit based in Vancouver, Canada. Despite my accent, I'm nearly a dual citizen, so I'm almost Canadian. But originally from England, but we're based in Vancouver. We've been here for about 10 years. But I've been leading it for 5.5, and in recent times, our work has grown, and this feels like our moment.
Oh, now it's a course, right, that churches can be involved in, like in a small group setting?
Yeah, essentially, we've created what I refer to as the Mental Health Alpha Course. It's an 8-session course that really helps a church to begin a conversation. Like, with this subject, it's so big, it can be so scary. Where do we start? You start with the Sanctuary course. It really helps churches to build that foundation and that language and that understanding to know how to offer support to people at a point of crisis.
Yeah, it seems, maybe you can give me your opinion on that. Like, has the church avoided this just because we don't have those basic understandings?
Yeah, I think there's lots of challenges that the church face. And for the record, I was a pastor for 10 years. My wife is a pastor. I have a couple masters in theology. I preach regularly, so I'm very committed to the church. I love the church. I wouldn't do this work if I didn't. But I do think we have to be honest and say that actually many churches have, and sadly many churches still, don't do a good job of holding this subject to people. That people can have their isolation compounded if maybe their condition or their experience doesn't quite fit what feels comfortable to people. So if someone is experiencing psychosis or a disorder like that, it's not uncommon in churches for people to further isolate someone like that, not necessarily intentionally. So that's an extreme example, but Sanctuary is about helping all of us to understand that mental health is something we all have. We all go through difficult seasons and periods of life, and though people with mental illnesses may be experiencing certain things that are different, that they're really no different from all of us. We all have challenges, and we all need grace and support and spiritual care and friendship to get through it.
Is it the case where, you know, sometimes in church we just think this will kind of handle itself if we preach the gospel correctly? You know, these sort of things will fall in line, and we don't address them like that.
Yeah, I think that's a good point, Todd. I think there is an element of that in some churches. And, of course, the problem I have with that is, well, how does that work out in the Bible? Like, if we read the Bible truthfully, we don't see that in Scripture. I think that's we see very real people messing up and making mistakes, and yet the good news is God has grace for them. And we also, in Jesus, in our Lord and Savior, we have someone who carried the wounds and the pain of his life. And I think many people have wounds in the organ of their brain, which then causes various challenges. So I think we see it modeled in Scripture. And this idea that if you just live a true Christian life and do what the Bible says, everything will be fine. I just don't see that in Scripture. I don't know where that's come from.
Now, normally when we think of addressing a mental health issue, I don't know, maybe I just think this way. I just think, man, it's too expensive to go get counseling in that. I can't afford it, or my plan doesn't cover anything like that. But this resource is free. So why did you decide to just put it out there?
Well, we decided to make it free when COVID hit, because we saw such a huge increase. We could foresee that. So we could see Google searches. We just saw a huge spike in people searching for help. And we felt the one small thing we could do was to remove all barriers, just as a way of helping support people during COVID. And then we started seeing downloads all over the world. And then we thought, well, actually, let's not put any barriers in people's way. Let's make it totally accessible. So we made it free, and sure enough, we've had downloads in over 60 countries and hundreds of thousands of people going through it. So it's our joy to do it. We're here to serve, and we don't want any barriers for people.
All right, so where can people get some more information about the Sanctuary course and maybe get their church involved?
Yeah, so if people go to our website at sanctuarymentalhealth.org, you can sign up for it for free. It's a really great website now. We've just rebuilt it, and it's You can access other resources as well. And yeah, it's very shareable. There are things you can share with others. You can share with your pastors and leaders. Just go to our website.
Awesome. It's called Sanctuary Mental Health Ministries, and we've been speaking with the CEO, Daniel Whitehead. Thank you for taking some time to tell us about it, Daniel.
Oh, thank you, Todd. It's great to meet you, and thank you for the time.